Welcome to Online Marketing for Pilates Teachers, the podcast where we believe that the positive impact you're having on the world is everything, and life is way too short not to make a living doing what you love. I'm your host, Pilates teacher and business coach, Stephanie Benton, and you can think of me as your empathetic yet tough love business bestie you never knew you always wanted. Ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome, teachers. If you have found yourself overwhelmed and not able to accurately figure out how you're getting new leads, converting people into clients, or even offboarding your current clients, then you could possibly be leaving money on the table and finding yourself in a situation where you're trying to consistently keep up. So there's five systems and processes that you really need to set up in your business that are going to help you reduce the time spent working on your business. It'll also help you automate your results and decrease your stress. And who doesn't want that, right? So not to mention, it'll help you grow consistently and predictably over time. So the five processes that we're going to be breaking down today are lead generation, nurturing, conversion, serving clients, and then offboarding. Okay. And none of us ever want to say goodbye to clients, but there are some really good ways to use that moment in time to gather some data to help you improve your services and offerings for the future. So the first thing that we need to talk about is lead generation. And what I would love for you to do as you're listening to this podcast episode is just get a notebook and start to really think about and brainstorm some of the things that I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be posing some questions for you today that will help you to determine what your own individual lead generation and nurturing processes are going to look like, because they don't all look the same and they shouldn't all look the same. We all work and operate differently. And so there are certain ways that have traditionally worked. But I think as we're moving forward in 2022, we're learning that things are changing and evolving, and we're able to create more out of the normal structure of things. So let's dive into lead generation. The first thing you need to think about is, who are you trying to attract into your business? Get really clear on this. And I've talked more deeply about niching down to your audience. So you can listen to that podcast episode from, I think it was middle of January of this year. But get really clear on who you want to attract in your business. Not just, you know, maybe you want to attract moms or athletes or whatnot, but what are the kinds of people that you want in your business? Do you want clients that take responsibility and accountability for themselves versus the clients that cancel at the last minute every 5 minutes, right? So start to list out some of the qualities that you want your clients to have, any new clients that are coming into your business. Then I want you to start to think about, what is your process to acquire a new lead? If you have a brick and mortar studio, then your process may include things like you have signage outside that point people in the direction of your studio. Maybe you have a Facebook business page. Maybe you're partnering with local other vendors and things like that. If you're not doing that, that's a really great way to get yourself in front of other audiences. If you're online, your process to acquire a new lead might be that you are active on Instagram or Facebook. It might be that you run ads, which is not my most favorite thing in the world because I think you can do a lot with organic marketing, but maybe that's part of your process. Maybe you have a YouTube channel that you're gathering new leads from. So what is your current process to acquire a new lead? And I want you to also think about, what has been effective for you in the past? What has actually worked for you? Sometimes we turn away, and I've done this myself in my own business. We turn away from what's working because we maybe want to make a change to it or something. And then a month later, we find out, oh, well, that didn't actually work. And then we actually get lost in the mindset of it's not working, yada, yada, yada. But the reality is you used to do something that worked. So maybe think back. Could be 6 months ago. It could be 3 years ago. But what worked to attract new leads into your business? Was it referrals? The next question I want you to think about is, Where do you need to be showing up regularly to attract the right client to you? If your soulmate clients are under 35, maybe you need to be on Instagram. If they're over 35, maybe you should be in a Facebook group or start your own Facebook group. Maybe you need to hang out in local community events. Maybe you need to have a YouTube channel. What are the places where your audience spends the most of their time that you can leverage for yourself? The next question is, are you making time to create content to generate leads? Are you consistently posting something on social media to show your level of expertise? And on that same note, if you're not making time to create that content, how can you start to make the time? And you don't need to set aside 3 hours a day. I know I get a lot of pushback on this social media posting because people will say, I don't want to spend all my time on social media. I feel like I'm on Instagram all day long. You can actually be on Instagram consistently and have clear established boundaries for yourself. And this is something I'm personally working on, is how can I automate more things? So I schedule a lot of my Instagram posts through scheduling apps like Later.com and Planoly.com are some good options. It makes my life a lot easier. So I can plan things in advance, have them scheduled, then I don't have to think about it. And then I go into Instagram strategically, have conversations with teachers, learn about what they're struggling with, add to the conversation, provide value for people, and I cut myself off after 30 minutes. That's the new plan anyway. So where are you creating that time to create content and also to get into conversation with potential clients? The next thing that I want you to think about is, why are you here on this earth? Because figuring out and connecting to your purpose is going to be your main driver, and it's going to be what is going to help you continue to show up daily for your business. And two more questions, actually one more question. How are you taking leads on a journey to finding you and then buying from you? Okay, so we're going to break down that nurture process in just a moment. But you want to start to be strategic here. I know that we didn't become Pilates teachers to be strategic, except with a body in front of us, right? But you've got to be strategic in your business, at least a little bit, to start to think about what's been working for you and start putting a plan in place for these processes. So a process can just look like a checklist of the things that you want to accomplish every single day to work on your business rather than just working in your business. Oh, hey there. Sorry to interrupt this riveting episode, but I need to share with you a little about how I'm able to show up for you here every week. This podcast is brought to you by our 16-week mentorship called the Inspired Brand Accelerator, which teaches Pilates instructors the ins and outs of building an online Pilates business to $5,000 a month, much easier than what they've tried before. In this program, we walk you through how to nail your niche, create your authentic marketing plan, and build your high-end signature program so that you don't have to worry about low-cost video libraries that take a ton of work to maintain. And we've successfully helped clients like Moan have a $15,000 launch in her online business, and also Julie in Canada, who had a $10,000 Canadian launch, starting from scratch. This program is perfect for teachers who are tired of the dollars for our hamster wheel in the studio setting and who want more freedom and flexibility with the hours that they work. It's also for teachers who don't want to work for somebody else and instead want to build their own business, and teachers that are ready to make a large investment in themselves this year, whether that's financial or time. And it's not for studio owners who would rather outsource their marketing efforts, although stay tuned because we have options coming for you very soon. This program's also not for teachers who don't take responsibility for their own success or aren't ready to look deeply inside themselves and get clear on their business. The process to work with us is really simple. It's just a simple application education you can find at www.inspiredbrand.co. And once you apply, we will reach out to you on Facebook or Instagram Messenger and get you all the details and help determine if we are the best option for you to reach your goals. I hope to hear from you soon. And without further ado, back to the episode. Okay, let's talk about the process of nurturing. So let's think about this. Who is it that you really want to work with? Your marketing message should really be very clear on the types of people that you want to attract. So for example, it's beyond just saying, I want postpartum moms. Do you have a quirky sense of humor? Then you want to attract postpartum moms with a quirky sense of humor too. I've had those clients that I didn't gel with my personality, and it's never super fun to be in a situation where you're uncomfortable with the client or they're uncomfortable with you. So your marketing can actually help you nurture your audience and show your personality before they actually start working with you. So how do you do that? You start creating the content that showcases not just your talents, but also your personality as well. So your personality has to come through in your marketing. And that's why I feel so passionate about doing things like live video, because people can actually see your face and see and interact with you. It's the quickest way to build trust with people. Now let's think about what type of content are you putting out. There's two types of content that I think you should be working on consistently every month in your business. The first is social media, and this is considered external marketing. This is marketing to people who are not your clients yet. That is the thing that I want you to really take away from this. Your social media content should be reaching to people who aren't your current clients. So we can't talk in Pilates jargon and talk about things that our current clients care about. We have to think about where were those current clients at the beginning of their journey and start talking to that person, because that's the person that is looking for a solution to the painful problem that they're facing. And the second type of content is your email list. This is more internal content. This could be for your current clients if you want them to upgrade their package, or it could just be tips and advice and strategies for your current clients. You could use your email marketing also as a nurture strategy for new people that find you on social media. You can opt them into your email list or ask them to opt into your email list so that you can then send them emails as well, making you omnipresent so that you're showing up on social media and in their inbox. It'll be a lot easier for them to build trust with you that way. And then how can you create the time needed to create that content to grow your business? I know we didn't become Pilates teachers, like I said, to create content, but it's absolutely non-negotiable anymore to create content that converts for you. Unless you have a budget to spend a couple $1,000s a month running ads, creating content is your best option and it is completely free to you. Now let's talk about conversion, or converting people into clients. How are you currently getting people interested in your products and services? If you are sending people off to your website and being very passive about your offers, you're gonna immediately lose clients. We are not Target, okay? People are not gonna go to your website and add a block of classes into their cart and check out like they bought a pair of shoes. They need some more hand-holding and they need some more service on the front end to help them understand what they're getting, especially if they're not your typical Pilates disciples, we'll say, or the clients that know Pilates and love Pilates and do Pilates all the time. So I suggest that you offer consultations, because you want to get people from that initial meeting you on social media, maybe they're on your email list. Once you see that they've been interacting with you a little bit, you can reach out to them directly and offer a consultation and start to ask them a series of questions. I did a episode on this called Selling a Serving a couple episodes back. So if you want some more information about doing consultations and how to wrap your mind around a sales process that works, that will be extremely valuable to you. And if you're not offering these consultations, I really recommend that you do that with a solid line of questions that helps you understand people's deeper motivations so that you can use that information when you are talking to them to get more sales in your business. I had a teacher reach out to me just the other day. She's a friend of mine, and she was asking me, I'm having all these conversations, but people are not buying from me. And I made the suggestion of starting with a bunch of questions to really understand their deeper motivations. And that really clicked for her. And she started to realize, oh yeah, I do have somebody that said that they really hate working out and all of that. So it's a matter of us taking the onus on ourselves to educate the person on why they should buy our services. Having a website that just lists your qualifications or just talks about how great Pilates is not doing that. You've got to go take more initiative on having these conversations, getting to understand the people that are starting to follow you. You can even go to the list of people that are already following you and start reaching out and asking questions. Ask what they're struggling with. Ask what they've tried before that didn't work. And when you start showing people that you care from that perspective, that immediately starts to build a lot more trust with them. Now let's talk about serving the clients that are working with you. What is the service process after somebody buys from you? So let's say that they join your 1 week trial or they buy a package of three privates. What is the process that happens after they pay you the money? Is it that they just come into the class? Do you have a series of emails that excites them and educates them on what they need to know before they come in or before they join you online? If not, I would certainly suggest that you set up a series of emails that as soon as they purchase from you are a nice warm welcome and give them an introduction to you and to your offer and how you're going to be serving them. Let's talk about serving your clients now. Have you ever thought about what that process is after somebody buys something from you, or if you have a free trial that they decide to embark on, or whatever that process is, whatever that initial purchase is from somebody and they first come into your studio? What is your service process? Do you have a series of emails that go out to them that answer their questions, handle any objections, and then strategically talk to them about what the next option is for them? Or are you doing that all yourself when you interact with them? That's fine too. You don't have to have automated emails, but sit down and really write out what your process is after somebody buys from you. And how can you tweak that and add more to that, more value to that without adding more time from yourself on the back end? And what are your boundaries around when you answer calls, when you answer text messages, when you take sessions, when you're spending your time working on your business? Do you have any boundaries around that? Or are you answering emails from clients at 10 o'clock at night or responding to DMs at all hours of the day? If you don't have any boundaries around that, I suggest that you start to create some. Really think about what you will and will not tolerate in your business in 2022 and set those boundaries. I know it's scary to set boundaries. It's like setting boundaries with a parent who keeps pushing the envelope and you love them and it's really hard for you to say something to them about it. I know from experience. It's the same thing with your clients. Once you can establish the boundaries and people start to respect the boundaries because you are holding true to the boundaries, then it doesn't become an issue. It becomes a non-issue at that point because you're setting the expectation and people understand what the expectation is and they can follow through without pushing. And then how do you wow your current clients? Do you have any special touches that you offer? I know my husband runs a gym here in the Raleigh area, and so it's an in-person brick-and-mortar gym. I know it's kind of opposite of what my ethos is, but I still have my beliefs, and he can have his, and it's fine. He has an in-person gym, and their special service, or one of the special things that they do, is they provide cold eucalyptus towels to all of their clients after every single workout. So this adds another layer of laundry to do every day in the gym, in the studio. But it really wows that client experience because there's no other place in the entire area that does that same thing. So what are some special touches that you offer for clients? Is there something that you can provide, whether it's for online clients or in your brick and mortar, that really ups the wow factor for them? Could be a special towel if they're coming into the studio. I know everybody's got different COVID protocols and all of that. So that's just going to depend on your level of comfort. But if you're in the online space, could you add an additional check-in with your clients in between sessions? Or could you send them a resource or a video or something that they can do on their own between your sessions? So just think about in what ways can you really wow your clients when it's not just the holiday season and we're getting clients like gift cards and things like that at that moment. And then the last process is follow-up or offboarding. So these are from clients who either you had a consultation with them and they didn't buy, or they came in for a private and they didn't continue working with you. Or this is for clients that might have worked with you for an extended period of time and now they're no longer clients for some reason. How do you follow up, first of all, with these lost consults or people who inquired about your services before but didn't buy? Do you even know who these people are? Do you have a way to track who's inquired about your services and who hasn't purchased or, you know, ghosted you or something to that effect? So if you don't have a process for that, you really should. So start thinking about, how can I follow up with people that didn't buy from me? Maybe you have a reminder in your calendar to check in after 3 months with somebody. And then what kinds of questions do you ask clients that move on from working with you? It is really important to get feedback from clients, even if it's not the most positive feedback, because that's what helps us grow. And no, nobody likes hearing a client say something like, we could have been better or something could have been improved, but it's literally the best way to improve your offers and make your services more accessible to all kinds of clients when you look at it from that perspective. So that wraps up the 5 processes that you need in your business to really help you save the sale, make sure that you're automating your lead generation process, that you know really quickly what to do in certain situations. So if a client leaves, you know to send them an exit survey, right? So map out these 5 processes, get really clear on it. And if you have questions about any of this episode, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at inspiredbrand.co. And I really look forward to chatting with you there in the DMs about any questions that you have. The process portion is something that I really geek out over. And speaking of processes, if you are interested, I have a free webinar, free masterclass that is available if you go down to the show notes. It's called The 7 Basic Principles of Building Your Online Pilates Business. And this free masterclass is really in depth and is going to give you some of these processes, or give you some more food for thought about the processes that you'll want to map out in your business. So head on down to the show notes, grab that masterclass, and I will see you next week. Take care. I hope you found this episode incredibly valuable. And 2 things before you sign off. 1, I am giving away an Instagram profile audit to 1 lucky teacher every single month who either leaves us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or who shares this episode on Instagram stories by taking a screenshot and sharing it either to Instagram or Facebook stories and tagging us at inspiredbrand.co. Every month I'll be choosing somebody to audit their Instagram profile and give you some feedback on how you can improve your marketing efforts there. The second thing is, if you want to attend the free live training that we're hosting this month, then make sure that you head to inspiredbrand.co/free trainings to get yourself registered and signed up to learn all you need to know about marketing and business as a Pilates business owner. I will see you in the next episode.